I love to hear those words, Dale.
It is definitely Friday, and we start the big Friday show with a Shelfani update. And for those who don't know, that is a Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani spotting.
We haven't seen them for a while, but they were at Disneyland this week with her three sons. It was Blake's first time there, so he wore a giant first visit pin. Sources say he thought twice before getting on the kiddie roller coaster Peter Pan's flight, saying it just wasn't his thing. I don't know how he fit in the little cars, actually.
He's kind of a big guy. Can you imagine when they get married, having your stepdad be Blake Shelton? How fun would that be?
I think it'd be kind of nice, yeah. Later, they all went to Disney's California Adventure, and Gwen also took Blake to her childhood home. So it must be getting serious. Luke Bryan's 8th farm tour is almost over, and he donates college scholarships to kids in the farm communities where he's performed. At the end of this month, he'll have given out scholarships to 50 kids headed to college over the last 8 years.
Did he go to college?
I think he did for a time, yeah.
He doesn't strike me as a college kid, if you know what I mean.
Well, most of the artists that I know that have even graduated don't strike me as college kids.
He did. He went to Georgia Southern University. I just looked it up.
There it is. Okay. Tickets for Tim and Faith's Soul to Soul Tour go on sale today. Chris Young's It Must Be Christmas is out with Brad Paisley, Alan Jackson, and Boys to Men. Sunday, Cole Swindell is at Kansas Speedway in Kansas City to wave the green flag to start the 5th race in the chase for NASCAR Sprint Cup. This is a question I've always had. Do people wear earplugs at Kansas Speedway?
Boy, I have when I've been there because it is very loud. If you like loud, this is your thing.
And finally, for the first time ever, Shania Twain's full album catalog is out on vinyl today. That means you got to have a record player, you know.
I have one of those. Do you have a record player?
No, you have one?
I have one. I have one of those. You know, they did those retro things where it's like it's a record player, CD, cassette kind of a thing. Yeah, so I have it, and nothing sounds warmer than a vinyl record.
You know what? I'm going to get one for my husband for Christmas. I got to find one.
Very cool.
I'm Nashville Cat with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm back Monday with more news and dish on 94.1 KFKF.